Hello, 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 and welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking all things luxury travel here today on our show. And we started off with talking a little bit about the history of travel, Doc Bill and I did. And I'm here with Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses. So welcome back, Doc Bill, to the next segment here.
This is an interesting segment. We're going to be talking about the affluent traveler and actually how the affluent traveler is defined, because a lot of companies, and particularly in the commercial area, they've defined that and they look at certain criteria which help them lure in that type of person.
That's absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And we also have with joining us on this segment is Nicole Roberts, who is actually my niece. Some of you may remember her from the previous show where she talked about her trip, which she just returned from Bali and Thailand. So, Nicole, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Excited to be on the show again. Thank you for having me.
Well, I think this is quite timely to have you on the show, because when you talk about luxury travel, I think there are some things that traditionally define luxury travel. I mean, those, you know, great amenities, you know, extraordinary service, location, you know, and price, of course. But I think for your age group, the 20-something group, that you guys are really redefining really all of these things about not only travel, but just really about the choices that you make in life, and that you have control over that, and nothing has to be defined for you.
Definitely. That's definitely true. It's very interesting for me, because I know I've always sort of thought of luxury travel as like, oh, maybe I can't do it. Maybe it is too expensive. Because when you're talking about the luxury market, it usually is sort of out of the price range of someone who's in their 20s and just starting off in their career. But I've pleasantly found that through researching online and different deals that you can find, you can go to some of those really amazing places that you thought you might not be able to go to.
That's absolutely true. And I think that you all, you know, your age group also are really, really good with using social media, with using the internet, and really knowing how to navigate, you know, through that platform so that you can find the deals and, you know, really find ways, like you just said, to really enjoy what people might would say is really out of your price range, but is affordable when you really do some research with it.
Definitely. It's amazing what you can find. And even through enough research, you can find places that are just as nice as some of the top resorts that are recognized, and mm-hmm. places that are just as nice as those for a little money.
Yeah, we talked about that before, because sometimes, you know, we'll see a price here in the States that might say, you know, the room is $100 a night, and we'll think, oh, well, that's not really, you know, luxury. But then when you compare that to, you know, sort of the difference in, you know, exchange rates and things like that in other countries, a $100 room could really be pushing the luxury level.
Definitely, definitely. I found that a lot with my trip that I talked about on the last show. And my friend and I, we found that we were staying in some of the top places in Bali. Like, we stayed in a duplex villa in one of the resorts we went to for only about $140 a night between the two of us. So it was definitely amazing and a pleasant surprise at what you could get for that amount of money.
Exactly, exactly. So your advice, I'm sure, is to just, you know, look around and, you know, just compare the options that you have out there and not really be discouraged because you see something that you think is out of your price range. I mean, maybe the time of the year to go. And we'll talk about some more of these tips in the next segment. But, I mean, there are lots of ways that we can look at our options. But now, Dr. Bill, I want to ask you, when we talk about the affluent traveler, how would you define that? I know we recently saw some research that was done by LuxuryTravelAdvisor.com. But when in looking at that research, what do you think of that?
I think they're looking at a person that basically can afford a package they're selling. And for them, they're looking at someone who has a net worth, an annual household income of around $250,000 or more. Mm-hmm. They're looking at a minimum net worth of about $2 million, excluding the value of your primary residence. And most times when you evaluate people's net worth, wow, you don't usually include their own house. You usually include assets outside of their house.
So and if you included their house, I mean, that would really push it probably.
It
because
would.
Someone in that price, in that income level, it's probably able to really afford something really nice.
And then people who usually fly business class are flying first class all the time, and they're staying in either four or five-star lodging accommodations. Again, this is a demographic that people are usually between the ages of 49 and 67. And the
median, that baby boomers
group. Yeah, and the median age is 56. And then again, 80% of the annual household income in this group is about $250,000 to $500,000 is when they're looking at for that group. And about half of them, about 41% actually have children at home.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see also in that research that we looked at that 82% of them are married and 65% of them are employed full time. So that other percentage is not employed full time. I wonder, you know, just maybe if they have inheritance or just, you know, where they're getting their money from. Or maybe they're retired or something like that.
And that's true. When I also look at things, anything in life, I always ask the question, what can I learn from that? But how does that reflect upon me? How would that affect me? How does that involve me? And when you look at affluent travel, you learn a lot about the people, the places, but you also can see certain aspects of that that might appeal to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good topic to talk about, but it's also a good topic to reflect and see what aspects of it that I can engage in. For instance, when Nicole was talking about traveling and the accommodations aren't that expensive. Another thing is the food. You know, the food is another aspect that almost any place you can go, you can have luxury type food if you take the time and find out what you want and do your research on it.
Well, that's a really good point because when you think about luxury, a lot of times people do include food because people think about what they call fancy restaurants, and having a fancy meal is one of the things that they want to do on vacation. And Nicole, I know on the last show you talked about a really great restaurant that I would think also includes another thing that really makes it luxury is that you were right on the beach.
Yes, definitely. It was very amazing. That meal was on the more expensive side of the ones that we had. But even still, like the amount that you're paying to be in that sort of location with just an unobstructed view of the beach and your feet in the sand and water while you're eating fresh seafood is just amazing. So, and we wouldn't have known about that if it wasn't for a friend of mine who'd been before and recommended it. So it's just another example of if you really look for it, you'll be amazed at what you can find, because usually if you just take it as sort of like base value of different places that are recommended, you might not find sort of like the local spots that people who live there or frequent the areas will know more about. But if you are able to do enough research, you can find them too and find an even better experience than sort of like your typical luxury meal.
Mm-hmm. And as we said too, you know, there's all kinds of things that go into defining for each person, you know, what makes something luxury. And Nicole, I wanted to ask you, because when we look at luxury properties and resorts, there are several that are on the list, but I know one of them you have actually stayed there, the Enchantment Resort in Sedona. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Definitely. The Enchantment was amazing. I had the privilege of staying there for a work trip that I went on, which was amazing that they were able to pull it off for us to stay there. We actually filmed at the location as well. It's definitely one of the top resorts, I believe, here in the States, and they also have one of the top spas in the world. It's very beautiful. It's in the middle of the mesas, which are the Red Rock Mountains in Arizona, and the resort itself, it's very neat because you drive up to it and the buildings are all the same red clay color as the actual mountains around it. So it's very neat. And when you get there, you're actually like taken up to concierge. And I know one of the things that people think about when they're talking about a luxury facility is they're thinking like 24-hour service when you get there, so your concierge and your front desk is available to you at all times.
Mm-hmm.
You have someone to sort of help you understand the grounds and get to your room, and they did have all of that. We sort of pulled up there and unloaded our stuff, and we were greeted by the staff at the front.
Mm-hmm.
They loaded us into your own golf cart and drove you around to your casita that you're staying in, which is like a little house, basically, and it was amazing.
Thanks so much, Nicole. Great information. We really appreciate your coming on the show and sharing your insight. This is North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN. We'll be back in a few minutes.